You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Mohammed confides in a friend. He wants to find someone to take care of his family. Shocked, the friend reports this to the FBI. The friend provides a, quote, hitman contact, who's really an FBI agent, to Mohammed, who tells the hitman he'll pay $20,000 for his wife's death and $5,000 apiece for his 6 adult children. He tells the hitman, pick and choose who you're going to take out and get paid.
Nancy, Mohammed and his wife were married for 3 years before Mohammed's arrest, but the union was full of violence. Mohammed was arrested for assaulting his wife's daughter, though the charges were later dismissed, and Mohammed's wife took 3 orders of protection against her husband in the first year of their marriage. Mohammed also set their children's cars on fire after disagreements with his wife.
Mohammed, 63, now charged with murder for hire conspiracy. A Wisconsin woman confused when she returns home and sees lights on inside. The woman lives alone. She calls police when she spots someone walking around in the kitchen. Cops arrive, and when they approach the house, Joanna Lee calmly opens the door, telling police she has permission to be there. Lee identifies the homeowner by name, claiming the homeowner gave her a set of keys after meeting her in a coffee shop earlier that day. Well, the Wisconsin woman has never seen or heard of Joanna Lee before. As Lee is led away from the home in handcuffs, the homeowner discovers Lee cooked a pasta dinner for 2 inside. Well, Lee is now charged with burglary and trespassing. Sounds like a squatter to be, to me. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Maine as a woman who lost both her husband and son in the state's deadliest mass shooting is now seeking access to the gunman's military and medical records in a search for answers. Cynthia Young, whose family was among the victims of the October 25th shooting in Lewiston, has been granted legal authority to pursue these records. A judge approved Young's petition to become the special administrator of Robert Card's estate, giving her the power to obtain records on behalf of herself, other grieving families, and attorneys preparing potential lawsuits. The records Young is seeking could provide crucial insight into Card's mental health and his service as an Army reservist, where his medical history includes treatment at 2 hospitals. Card, a 40-year-old Army reservist, opened fire at 2 locations in Lewiston, Maine, killing 18 people, including Young's husband, Bill, and her 14-year-old son, Aaron, who were at a local bowling alley. The second attack took place at a bar and grill where a cornhole tournament was being held. An independent investigation has since revealed that both the Army Reserve and law enforcement missed key opportunities to intervene in Card's growing psychiatric crisis, which might have prevented the attack. According to Young's petition, someone must oversee the estate to sign releases for vital records as part of ongoing investigations into the deadly event. Now to New Mexico, as a major scandal involving Albuquerque's police department and allegations of corruption are coming to light, sparking both state and federal investigations. Let's bring in Crime Online Sydney Sumner for more.
A lawsuit filed late Monday by the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico accuses high-ranking officials of the Albuquerque Police Department of participating in a scheme to extort bribes from individuals charged with driving while intoxicated in exchange for dropping the charges. The lawsuit centers on Carlos Sandoval Smith, who claims he was one of many victims forced to pay bribes to escape prosecution. The complaint alleges that officers from the department's DWI unit colluded with a local attorney to have cases dismissed by deliberately sabotaging the prosecution process. Specifically, officers would reportedly avoid attending pretrial interviews or refuse to testify, making it impossible to proceed with charges. The fallout has already been significant. One police commander has been fired, several officers have resigned, and dozens of DWI cases tied to the alleged scheme have been dismissed. The scandal has also drawn the attention of the FBI, which has launched a separate investigation to determine whether any federal laws were broken. To date, no federal charges have been filed, and the decision now rests with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
This ongoing scandal continues to cast a shadow over the Albuquerque Police Department as investigations unfold and the search for accountability deepens.
Thanks, John. Jessica Barnes, 20, leaves the Pendleton, South Carolina home she shares with her husband and two roommates after an argument with the husband. She calls her mom, Cecilia Vivara, to talk about the argument while walking. Cecilia assumes Jessica eventually went home, but a month later, she gets a text from Jessica that sounds nothing like her daughter. Cecilia reports Jessica missing and learns no one has seen her since she left home that morning, August 1st. Pendleton PD searched several locations, no leads. Jessica, 5'4", 180 pounds, long blonde hair, blue eyes, glasses, orange t-shirt, dark denim shorts, flip-flops, black backpack. If you have info on Jessica Barnes, now missing 9 weeks, call Pendleton, South Carolina PD, 864-646-9409. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.